We moved from California to Texas when I was in, I guess, eighth grade. And I had the long butt cut and wore like surf stuff and just your typical California kid. And it wasn't easy to make friends, like junior high, eighth grade, and every kid played football. So I just got into it. And then by the time high school came around, I guess I was just good. And you know, it was kind of a weird thing for me and my family, but yeah, coaches would come by the house and call and come to the high school, and I didn't really know what I was getting into. I mean, it's really fun being a part of something really huge. But yeah, college football is intense.
I can imagine, yeah, especially in Texas.
Right. It's really intense. I had a lot of fun. I got hurt a lot, which is not a lot of fun. Had 5 surgeries in 4 years. So, tore a couple ACLs and broken bones and all that kind of stuff. So then by the time I was my last year, the doctor didn't clear me to play anymore. He was just like, we're not going to operate on you anymore. You keep breaking. So that's when I started playing, like getting really serious about writing. And I had no time through college. And then all of a sudden I had few classes left to graduate and no football, so that's when I just started writing.
Did you ever play any of your songs for your teammates? I mean, did they know you were kind of a musician?
Yeah, they knew I was a musician. I'd bring the guitar into the locker room and kind of play around. I mean, you know, it was mainly parody stuff. You know, I'd just write songs about some of the coaches or some of the players, or, you know, I was kind of class clown or something. Yeah, I think they enjoyed it. You got to, like I said, it's so intense. You've got to kind of break that intensity to kind of stay sane.
Sure, sure. And especially, I mean, talk about football being intense at Texas A&M. The school also has a pretty big Texas songwriter pedigree there.
It does.
I mean, Robert Earl Keen, Lyle Lovett. What was that like? I mean, did you play around campus at all? Or
no, I didn't. You know, I'm a big Robert Earl and Lyle Lovett fan. I don't feel like they kind of fit the Texas kind of country mold. They kind of came before this this kind of sound, this kind of standardized sound. You know, those guys had their own kind of thing, and I don't know. I played in like open mics and stuff, but I just kind of had this idea that I still needed to like pay my dues and learn
sure
what I was doing.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, and now you have your debut album, Get Your Burdens Lifted, out August 6th, I guess.
Yeah, I arranged most of the parts, and this one was the first one that I wanted help. I wanted, you know, talented friends of mine to kind of come in. You keep it on the low. You won't let the law get to it. You gotta let them know. They'll find the West Coast and lose it. It was a fun recording process just because it wasn't me in the closet.
Sure.
It was studio put onto to 2-inch tape, and you know, all these songs are kind of based on the vocal. I was kind of struggling with working out where can we put instrumental parts and parts where they can break down, and my voice doesn't need to be through this whole thing.
The lyrical content of the record is very dark, Did the lyrics come from a particular experience?
You know, I was always drawn to conflict or sadness or anger or some kind of conflict, but then arranged in a beautiful way. Walk with the creatures of the moon. 'Cause I'm young and life's a vacation. When you're young, when you're young. I'm lost in heaven. I've always kind of saw myself as like a minimalist, kind of just a songwriter or something, and this album was one where I was really into that Magnetic South, that Michael Nesmith album. You know, his songs were they're traditional, but it was always still like that tinge of a modern, whatever the modern sound at the times were.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond.
That's kind of what the idea I had for this was traditional American music, but with just a little tinge of some dreamy modern vibe, I guess.
Get Your Burdens Lifted is the debut album from Jesse Woods, out August 6th. Jesse, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Art.
Okay with you, we got places.